welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
You know, last week I had a message. It was pretty crazy, man. It was called A Time for War. Right? You remember that? Anybody? If you haven't heard it, you need to go back and listen to it because, you know, we talked about what's going on over in Israel and, you know, is this the end times? Is this the end of it all? Is it all coming down? I'm like, maybe. Maybe not. You know, we got to live every day of our lives like Jesus could be coming back today. Hello? But we got to live our lives like Jesus could be coming back not in our lifetime every day as well. You know, so you know what? Keep saving for your retirement. Keep doing all the things you need to do. But then again, keep looking because you never know. It could be today. So today, though, we talked about war. You can go ahead and bring that down. We talked about time for war. Well, today I want to talk about peace. Okay? Yeah, we're done with this. I'm going to spare you guys a little bit. Ready? It's a really cool tree, though. I love it. It's nice. It'll be there if you need something after the service, okay? But there's a time for war, and then there's peace. You see, what happens is war breaks out, and then everybody's like, we need peace really bad. Peace, we need peace, right? So I just want you to know that there's a war in Israel right now, in case any of you didn't know. Anybody not know that Israel's at war? There's going to be a huge cry for peace. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It's going to come. We're going to see this begin to unfold. And that's just how it is. But here's the question of the day. What does true peace look like? What does true peace look like? So today's message is titled, My Peace. Because there's a peace that God gives, and then there's a peace that the world gives. And guess what? The world's version of peace is not the same as God's version. And we're going to look at the difference between those today. How's that? Sound good? So what does true peace look like? See, you know, we're going to see that push. It's coming. And we've seen this throughout history. But I'm going to hit you with a couple of modern moments where peace was used. September 11th. Anybody remember September 11th, 2001? It set the stage for change, didn't it? The whole world changed. Why? Because there was a cry for protection, a cry for peace came forward, and all that did was strip away a lot of our liberties, a lot of our privileges, and it came at us, and now it's totally different to travel through the airport now than it was prior to that. Well, all of that effect of what's going on there was a total directive of peace. Peace was used to take the steps that happened after September 11th that actually brought you under more of demonic control, if we're going to be honest. Right. The Patriot Act, all those, right? You see, we got our liberties taken away because there was a cry for peace. You see where I'm going now, right? Let's talk about COVID for a minute. COVID brought change because people wanted safety. We've got to have safety. We've got to have peace. We've got to have medical peace. Put that mask on so we can have peace. Some of y'all are smiling. Some of you are like, uh-oh. I'm not going crazy on you today, I promise. But it's the truth. I have to preach the truth in love. And the truth is that a cry for the world's type of peace really brings other things. And we're going to have another cry. What is this next shift going to bring? What do you think? He's called the Antichrist. We must have peace, and he's going to rule and reign, if you read your Bible, for 7 years under peace. Is this the end? I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But are we heading in that direction? Pretty sure that it's looking that way, but could be your lifetime, could be your kid's lifetime, could be your grandkid's lifetime, could be your great, 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 great grandkid's lifetime. But either way, I'd be looking over your shoulder any moment. I mean, the Apostle Paul back in biblical times was like, it's coming. That was 2,000 years ago. So we don't know. We really don't. But one thing I do know is that a cry for peace will bring change. And change isn't always good. It's not always God in these times. So we as the church of Jesus Christ have to be wise. We have to be willing to speak the truth in love and understand where we're at and what's happening around us, because peace is going to set the stage. You know, I haven't always had peace in my life. Any of you guys ever lost your peace? Anybody ever not had peace in their life? Somebody say, oh yeah, that was this morning trying to get the kids ready. Just me and my husband, or me and my wife on the drive-in, Pastor, we lost our peace. Me and my wife are always like, rah, 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 rah. Oh, hey, how you doing? It's good to see you guys. You know, the whole way here was like, rrr. It's all me, never her. She's so sweet. But you know, I started to, as I looked at this and I looked back at my life, and I'm like, every addiction that I had in my life was from a lack of peace in my life. I was looking for peace, and I filled that spot that peace was in my life with alcohol, and I found that alcohol didn't give me any peace. It gave me addiction. It gave me turmoil. It gave me, you know, DUIs and hard times and moments of my life I can't remember. Same with drugs. All of that. You see, there's this God-shaped hole in all of us. And we're trying to fill it with everything else to find peace. You see, when that piece of that puzzle right there goes in and God comes into your life, you have peace. If you don't have peace in your life today, your God-shaped hole is a little messed up. You need to work on getting more of Jesus into your life. Okay? So look at it this way. I wanted to try to find peace in my life. And I looked for it in my own strength. Tried to do it myself. Anybody ever been a do-it-myself guy or girl? I got this, peace. I couldn't do it. I couldn't find it on my own. I looked. I tried. I tried it through my wallet. You know, I was a drug dealer in high school, so I walked around with 10 grand in my pocket. And I thought I was the cat's meow, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, you know. Wow, I'm so cool. I got all this money. But guess what? I didn't have peace. Had a lot of money. Had a lot of people wanting to get their hands on that money or hang out with me to spend some of that money with me, but I didn't have peace. Then I tried through relationships, and I never found it until, you know, I married Lisa, obviously, and then I found peace. It's because she had Jesus in her. Yeah, come on. But none of the other relationships worked. God knew exactly what I needed. hammer. But, you know, we've tried this, haven't we? Through activities, we've tried to drink ourselves happy. We've tried to party and do all that. But I'm here today to say there is no peace that you're going to find that is lasting. The world's version of peace is what I settled for, and I found it in circumstances and a few different things that I did or went through, and I'd have happiness for a moment, but then it'd be gone, and then I'd try to find it again, and then it'd be there, then it wasn't. But I'm talking today about the peace that surpasses all understanding that Leah described earlier. That's the peace that I want to teach you how to have in your life as well today. Because here's the bottom line. Without Christ, I never knew peace. Never knew it. Never will. If you don't have peace in your life, Jesus is the answer. He's the answer to all of that. Because there's a peace that only God can give you. When I found that peace at that draft house that day, when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, 9 demons came out of me. Why did they come out? Because the Prince of Peace came in. Right? Those addictions, when I found peace, I didn't need alcohol anymore. I didn't need drugs anymore. That hole was filled. And Jesus became my peace. And I tried to still look for peace in all those things, and I didn't need it anymore. It just fell off of me. Just like it'll fall off of you. When you give your life fully to Jesus. Now, some of you guys are riding the 70%, 80% mark. It's a 100% deal. So cough that other 20 up. Cough it up. Well, Pastor, I'm good till Friday. Cough up Friday. It's like, man, he's coming for me. No, I'm just coming for Friday. Some people, it's Thursday. We got Bible college night for Thursday. See, you don't have to do all that. Just come over and live, learn, and hang out. So, you know, but the bottom line is this. There's a peace that only God can give you. Somebody say amen. There is a peace that you will not find anywhere else. And when I lose my peace in my life, it's because I stop looking to Jesus for my peace. See, if you will start looking for your peace in him instead of in your situations and your circumstances and your wallet and your relationships, then you're going to find true peace. Okay? So the bottom line is this. The world's looking for peace. Right? Say, I'm all right. Mommy, don't be too worried, man. We're okay around here. We can handle a baby. For real, you know, if you guys can't, you know, grow up. I can remember my wife going, you know, and just help the little ones. It's okay. We love you, man. We want you in here. It's all right. So the world's looking for peace, right? They're looking for it. The search for peace is the goal of all the different religious and secular organizations. They're putting together all these different ways to find peace. Like, how about this one? Human rights. The human rights movement, you know. We've got to find peace for humanity in all the different aspects of what we do in this world. We've got to rally and champion behind human rights. They're looking for peace. And but it's not the kind of peace that God gives. It's the world's version. The world's version looks like technology. Oh, yeah. We need peace in our life, so we need AI. Did anybody see Terminator? Hello? AI is not going to bring peace. They're going to... For real. You know, in the old days, they're like, oh, yeah, Terminator. Yeah, it couldn't happen. Now we're like, ooh. That could happen. You know, think about it. Education, engineering. How about medicine? We're trying to find peace in medicine. Oh, you know, we can have peace because we've cured it all. And there's another one pops up. Diplomacy, all of that. Look at, in this world, it is so torn with war and the cry for peace, they formed the UN, the United Nations. What is that? That is not peace, guys. That's not peace. A world organization for peace, formed to prevent war. It's not working. Why? The world's version of peace doesn't work. It doesn't work. You know, look at the push to eradicate sex trafficking and human trafficking. That is peace for humanity. It's humanitarian. It says we must stop this injustice. But it's the largest industry in the world. The largest. Medical humanitarian aid, equality in education. We're trying in all these ways to get it done. Sorry, I did mess you up there, Cody. But equality, yeah, go to that one. You know, the medical aid is the world's form of peace. We've got to get there. We've got to do everything that we can. Well, if all the world leaders knew Jesus, there wouldn't be any world hunger. Why don't you chase after God's peace? Get all these people saved so they can do what they're supposed to be doing with the world's resources instead of being greedy and putting all the money in their pockets. Sorry. I don't want to get too political, but let's, you know, people are dying and starving because of greed, not because of a lack of resources. And you know, now all that is done is create a cry for peace, and now all this humanitarian aid comes in, and it's just shifting and changing things so that now we are all trying to be, you know, maneuvered into following this false sense of peace, when we really just need to have peace in our lives. You know, when you think of having peace, what's the first thing you really think of? It's the hippies, right? Anybody see Jesus Revolution? Anybody see the Jesus Revolution, you know? It's like, yeah, peace, we want peace. Drop acid, not bombs. Go back to that one, Cody. We got to talk about this for a minute. Oh, I thought you guys were laughing because there was someone naked in the background or something. Okay, we're good. I said, okay, Cody. I just was making sure. You never know with the hippies. You don't. But all right, let's look at them for a second, okay? Because this is the biggest movement of peace that there was, right? This was a peace movement. Like, we want peace. We want peace. So let's look at this for a second. So what did peace really look like for them? The hippies promoted a free-spirited lifestyle, right? Anybody say amen? First of all, do I have any hippies in here? Come on. Who's a hippie? Right over here. Well, you're too young to be a hippie. But you're working on it. He's trying to be a modern-day hippie. All right, in the back, Lori. I can believe Lori was a hippie. Rebecca, for sure. You guys? Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, over here, right? All right. Look at here. Look at this. All right. Now, don't take any of this personally, because it was part of a movement that you bought into it. I bought into the heavy metal movement, man. I was in big. I wasn't a hippie, though. So the hippies advocated for what? Peace, love, individualism, ecology, anti-war, anti-consumerism, anti-materialism, no bras. But they championed social causes. That was them. That came from over there. I just reiterated it. You didn't hear them say it? You only heard me say it? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Judy. You got me in trouble. But the hippies championed social causes like civil rights, gender, and racial equality. Where is that taking us now? Okay. And then freedom from the U.S. and federal government, right? So while they also experimented with drugs, explored alternative forms of sexuality, lived in communes, promoted openness and tolerance. Does this sound like peace? They cautioned against trusting anyone over 30. That's documented, right? So, you know, do you realize that anybody with wisdom is over 30, okay? So, you know, they sought freedom through spiritual connections and hallucinogenic drugs. You know, they're the flower children, right? They did meditation, they did yoga, they congregated outdoors at outlandish music festivals. Just went to a concert this week, but, you know. So we're not against all of these musical events. But think about it. The enemy used this movement through peace. What did the enemy introduce through peace, through the whole 60s movement? What did he introduce? Drug addiction? Metaphysical witchcraft? Sexual perversion? And diseases? The gender agenda started right there. Rebellion against authority. Does that sound like peace? See, that's what I'm trying to get the point across today, is that the world's version of peace is really bondage. And there's going to be a cry for peace with this war in Israel. They're going to say, we need peace. The world must rally and bring peace. And the Antichrist is going to go, there's my opportunity. Right? So here we go. You ready? The old peace symbol. Anybody remember the peace symbol? The upside down broken cross in a circle, symbolizing the rejection of Christ forever. Did you know that? It's an upside down broken cross in a circle, showing the rejection of the cross forever. Back in the 50s, British philosopher Bertrand Russell headed the CDN, the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, and they were looking for a symbol to accompany mass marches and sit-downs in London. And they developed the peace symbol with a designer named Gerald Holtham, and they completed it in February 21 of 1958. Became wildly popular and has been borrowed and adapted ever since for anti-war and nonviolent movements worldwide. It's the number one symbol for the homosexual agenda, right? Why that symbol? Exactly, you see it, right? But it's a cry for peace, but what is it really bringing? Let's look at it. I mean, look, show the next one. Modern witchcraft, the initiate of one of, the, it must take us, what does that say? Ceramic? Man, curamic cross, turn it upside down, break the crossbars downward to show his or she has rejected Jesus and his faith. That's in a book. It's not me just coming up with an opinion, okay? Go to the next one. Does it really mean peace? Think about it. I don't think that it does. It's been actually associated with very anti-Christian sentiments and satanic rituals since the first century. They can track it back all that way, you know? It's called the broken cross, the crow's foot, the witch's foot, Nero's cross, the...
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.